listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Our worship and obedience communicate the reality of his identity to a world in denial. And then the brief prayer, Lord, forgive me for the times I have dismissed your authority in my life. Help me live with reverence for you so others might see what it means to belong to the divine Son of God. And then the closing challenge, in addition to my worship, in what area do I need to submit to Christ's lordship today? So we've had a devotion on this is who God is. The angel told Mary, he's the Son of God. This is who Jesus is. And then this devotion looked at, okay, what's my response? My response is worship and obedience. And then there's a third devotion on the same title, the Son of God. And this one's called The Emptying, and it's from Philippians chapter 2. And the focus verse is, who, although he existed in the form of God, emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Now, here the focus is my relationships, looking out. And I wrote, fight for your rights. Hold on to what's yours. We jealously guard our rights and privileges. Only the weak and pushovers give up what's rightfully theirs. Yet the Son of God temporarily emptied himself of his rights as God when he became man. He never stopped being God, but he yielded himself to be abused by those he created and submitted himself to receive the full cup of his Father's wrath against our sin. The Apostle Paul told us to have the same attitude as Jesus Christ regarding our rights and privileges. Rather than being motivated by selfishness or a desire to impress others, we should regard others as more important than ourselves, looking out for their interests as well as our own. Relinquishing rights and privileges to others is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of Christ-likeness. And the brief prayer here is, Son of God, you have demonstrated what it means to lay aside rights and privileges to fulfill the will of the Father. Help me have the same attitude with others. And the challenge is, in what relationship is God calling me to relinquish my rights or privileges today? So you can see, we looked at the same title, the Son of God, three ways. Who God says he is.
Yeah.
What that means for me, how am I transformed, and how does it transform the way I relate to others?
That's a lot of mental effort you have to put into and prayerfully consider, considering it is a spiritual devotion, not a religious devotion, but a spiritual, which requires action on our part and participation and the willingness to change.
And again, the goal was transformation, that this is not just, it's not a textbook. I read a chapter, I'm tested on what it means, and then I move on. But God's word, what was the cliche? Somebody wrote a long time ago that the Bible was not written for information, it was written for transformation.
Whoa, I've not heard that. So
okay.
The Bible...
Yeah, that's been around for a while, but... And that was my goal with this devotional, that it would be written for transformation by the grace and power of God. And that's my prayer for the project. You know, A.W. Tozer, and I'm sure you're familiar with him, was a classic author and Bible teacher.
Yeah.
And A.W. Tozer once said that what you think about God is the most important thing about you. What you think about God is the most important thing about you. Because if you think about it, what you think about God is going to influence how you think, what you say, what you do, how you respond to a crisis, how you respond to a positive circumstance.
Yes.
Everything you think about God influences who you are. And it really is the most important thing about you.
Well, it's like thinking, like I remember hearing, be thankful in all things. Now, I heard that as be thankful. in all things when I was younger. And then later on, lightening up a bit and realizing God is love, it was be thankful in all things, for this is the will of God for you. When you're thankful, life somehow gets better. You know, you can have a disagreeable, you can have steak and lobster or Dover sole with Blanc shipped in from England and the Blanc from France, and you can have this delicious meal, and it can be a horrible meal because you're not thankful, you're in complaining mode or whatever, and you can have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and be filled, imbued with thanksgiving, and have the most wonderful meal. It's probably why they made officially now peanut butter and jelly's gourmet, you know.
Well, but from seriously, what I understand, so is mac and cheese. So.
Oh, is it really? Uh-oh. Now, that you know what I'm having for lunch today.
No, I haven't tried it yet, but I understand they now make lobster mac and cheese.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And it's supposed to be very good. So, yes, yeah. Peanut butter and jelly and mac and cheese have both been elevated to gourmet.
At some of your finer restaurants, your steakhouses, they will give you this as a, you know, a sidekick. It will be the macaroni. I know my niece got that at the Capitol Grill down in West Palm. And you can understand why it's a $15 side. But it's, run into that lobster, especially when they just use the claws that are very tender, you know. But anyway, and macaroni and cheese is certainly a comfort food. But anyway, the point, there's a lot going on here. I love this. How long did it take you to write your book? Hold that up again in case people are coming and going. I just want to make sure we promote your book. And there you go. And it's Reflections on the Names of God by Ava, A-V-A, Pennington. By the way, Ava, you know, like that could also be pronounced Ava, right? Like Ave Maria.
let's stick with Ava.
Okay. What does Ava mean, I wonder? Ave Maria. Right. Is that the name Ava, or is that some sort of a...
Ave Maria, Ave, I think, is... Ave is Latin. I think that's...
He just said, Moses. Noah just said it's A-V-E, which is a... What did you say, Noah?
I just said it's spelled that way. She said it's Latin.
It's Latin, yeah. And it's E-V-E. A-V-E.
A-V-E.
Yeah. Ave Maria.
To answer your question, it took me about a year to write the book.
You look like someone who could play Ava Maria. Oh, you could play Mary. You know, later on in life, after Jesus is done. You know, obviously you're a mature lady, a little bit of gray in your hair. But are you Lebanese?
Yes, actually.
See, good. Now, when I was in Israel, I think we went over there to Lebanon because, if I'm not mistaken, was it the Lebanese or is it another group that were the first followers of Christ? I forget.
Oh, no, it wasn't the Lebanese.
No.
Whatever. First followers.
No. I get these things mixed up, so forgive me.
Okay.
But so when you write a book like this, though, I mean, so, and you've got three takes on every subject, how long did it take you to put this collection together?
The original one-year edition took me probably at least 9 months to write. And this edition is, as I said, it's a gift book, so it's abridged. It has 180 devotions in it.
What's abridged mean?
Abridged mean it's excerpts from the original book.
Oh.
But the original book was out years ago, and it was a soft cover. And as I said, the publisher had released this as a hardcover gift book. And so it's really a beautiful volume to give as a gift.
Now, abridge? So they took some things out?
Right, to make it a gift book. Gift books tend not to be very extensive. If you're giving it as a gift.
Make it more concise, you mean?
Just lesser content.
Let me ask you this. Now, you know, we've all heard of Debbie May Comber. She happens over the years to become a personal friend. And she said every book she writes, so she's had 18 number one New York Times bestsellers, but she said every book she writes, she reads no less than 10 times. And then she does something. Now, I'm an artist. So this is something because that's my, when I write a song, that's my baby. And, you know, you're going to do what? You know, I've written children's, I don't think so. But yet they have professionals in every, it's kind of like, people might get this. If you've ever been asked to be a speaker, a lot of people go out and they're lousy speakers. And maybe that's my problem. I'm not a good speaker in public, and I know if I ever became popular enough that I was asked to do a lot of speaking, I would do well to humble myself and hire a professional speechwriter because that's what they do. Now, I know that Debbie, like she works, she's with, not Simon & Schuster, who's she? Random House, I think she's with now. It's one of those. But they supply the editors, so here she takes her baby that she's worked on, and they give it over. And they can do some considerable changing, you know, and adding to it. They know. Yeah,
well, I will tell you, I do freelance editing, and it, and actually I
oh, you do?
Am very involved in the Christian publishing field. So I'm a writer. I'm a teacher. I also do freelance editing, and I'm a writing coach. And one of the rules for good editing is that you don't change the voice of the writer. Every writer needs a good editor.
How do you not do that? How do you not? Because I remember I ran into a guy at a think tank up in Tallahassee, and he writes books for big famous people. And I asked him, and I said, how do you do that? Because like a Donald Trump, they think he wrote it, but they'll hand him $100,000 and say, okay, spend a lot of time with him, get the voice, and then they disappear and write the book. So how do you?
Well, okay, but now what you're talking about is a collaborative writer, somebody, or what the term years ago used to be ghostwriter,
uh-huh.
Where, you know, that person will write for a celebrity who is, I mean, as most celebrities aren't writers, so they'll hire somebody to do that. And we used to call that ghostwriting decades ago. Now it's, I think the term is collaborative writer. Sometimes that person's name will appear on the cover, sometimes it won't.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Intentions and let my life be spent on